it's difficult to play your best when you're not at your ideal body weight. So we all have an ideal body weight, which is based on our size and our bone density and our structure that is ideal for us. So worrying about what my number is isn't important. You need to determine what your ideal weight is, and you need to get there, because when you're there, everything is better. You're going to be faster. You're going to be quicker because you're going to be lighter. Your stamina is going to improve. Your breathing efficiency is going to improve. You're going to reduce the chance of injury because you're not going to have unnecessary stress on your body. You're going to sleep better. You're going to recover better. You won't be as stiff and as sore. When you're at your ideal weight, a lot of good things happen because your body can actually operate at its optimum ability. Just think of it. If you're 10 pounds overweight, if you had to run around with a 10-pound weight in your hand or on your belly, how would that feel? If you took that off, how would you feel? It doesn't seem like much just holding it there for 1 second, but if you had to play 90 minutes like that, running around with it right here or in your hand or something like that, that would be pretty annoying. That would be pretty heavy. You'd feel a little slow and sluggish, right? It'd be unnecessary work for your body, for your joints, for your bones, for your ligaments, for your tendons. So this is why people get injured if they're overweight and they're running around, they put their body in positions that it's not meant to handle that much weight. So you have an ideal weight and you want to get there. Now in this module, I'm going to talk about how to control your weight, how to manipulate your weight so you can get to your ideal condition. So you want to be lean. You're a soccer player. You're not a bodybuilder. You're not a power lifter. You're not just a macho man. You're also not a anorexic or an endurance athlete. I mean, you are to a degree. You're a hybrid. You're kind of like a sprinter slash endurance athlete. So you need a bit of both. You need some power. You need some explosiveness. You need strength. But you need to be lean and light. It's going to help you run longer. It's going to help you be faster, quicker, more efficient on the field. So I've seen a lot of changes in the quality of my athleticism, my movement, my speed, my stamina, simply by getting into a leaner condition. And you guys have seen some of my pictures. I'm pretty lean. Like for most of my life, I've been around 175, and I thought that was good. I was always trying to be around 175, and sometimes I was even trying to get bigger. I was under the mindset of, like, I should get big, I should get jacked, I should gain some muscle, put on some mass, bulk up. That's going to help me dominate on the field, when really it has the opposite effect. It's going to make me slow and heavy and sluggish. But when I started going the other way, and I started getting leaner, getting down to a very low body fat percentage, the crazy thing is I actually looked bigger. I look strong. I am stronger. I have more muscle in my body, but I looked bigger. So people are saying, and someone just commented on an Instagram post. I said, they asked, did you gain weight? You look pretty jacked. And I said, I'm actually the lightest I've been since high school. Just when you put muscle in the right areas and you get really lean, you actually look bigger at a lighter weight. So some of you are saying, I need to gain size. I need to gain mass. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just need to gain muscle and you need to get a little bit stronger. Who's the best player in the world? If you want to say it's Lionel Messi, Luka Modric, just won Ballon d'Or. Are these big guys? Are these big, bulky guys? No. These are tiny, small guys, lean, strong, strong center of gravity. Okay? But this is the typical soccer player body type. So you need to think about professional soccer players, footballers. What do they look like? You want to try to emulate their body physique. Okay, so let's talk about how to lose weight and how to gain weight. There's a lot of information here. I'll try to go through it in a way that's very easy to understand. So first of all, let's talk about, should I lose weight? Well, if you're over 15% body fat, you probably should lose some weight. And everyone's a little different. Maybe you feel comfortable there. But I would challenge you to try to get down here and see how you feel. See if it produces a better performance on the field. And that's your indicator. So you may not understand what these are or what they look like. If you have a body fat calculator, I have one upstairs I should show you. A body fat calculator, you can test your, it's an electrical one, sends current through your body, gives you a number. I don't know how accurate it is, but I'm going to give you a picture so you can determine based on pictures the average of where you're at. It's not going to be precise, but it's going to give you a good indication of which range you're in. So realistically, a lot of people are 15% higher, maybe even 20, 25, 30%. So you'll look at the pictures and you'll see, and you'll try to identify yourself with one of the images. But ideally, this is where I'm at, this is where I want to be, and this is where most professional footballers are at. They're running around 10%, 8 to 10%. If you're getting even lower, like 7, even 4% body fat, this is kind of unhealthy. This is a depleted state. This is more like bodybuilders when they're just about to go on stage. They're really dry. They're dehydrated. They look extremely cut. And that really only lasts for like a couple days. And then they're back. They blow up as soon as they eat some food. So that's not really a maintainable body fat percentage. And it's not a healthy one to maintain for a long time. This is probably the limit on what you want to maintain. But if you're in somewhere in here, you're probably going to start to feel a lot better. And then that might challenge you to go a bit lower. Okay, so I'll send you the pictures. You'll identify with one. You'll see what bracket you're in. And if you're above 15, I want you to try to lose some weight. When I say weight, I'm talking about fat here. I want you to try to lose some fat. I don't want you to lose your muscle. Weight is an interesting term because people say, I want to gain weight. Do you really want to gain weight? You want to gain muscle. You don't want to gain fat. Fat is weight as well. Okay, so you want to burn some fat. So 50% body fat or higher, you want to try to lose some. If you're in 13 to 15, you're moving in the right direction. 11 to 10, this is good. This is good for most people. 8 to 10, this is amazing. You're really learning to manipulate your body weight and getting yourself into peak physical condition. Now, I have to say that just because you're lean doesn't mean you're going to be a good athlete, but it is going to help. As I said, it's easier to run when you don't have as much body fat. It's easier to be fast and explosive when you don't have as much body fat slowing you down. Okay, so that's my guidelines for weight loss. I'm trying to live in here, and I would encourage you to do the same, but again, it all comes down to how you feel. And I'll give you some advice on how to do that. But let's talk about, should you gain weight? So as I said, a lot of people say, I want to bulk up. I want to get big this season. I'm going to bully people around the field. You're probably just going to be slow and people are going to run past you. And yeah, you might body someone off the ball, but you're going to be really tired unnecessarily. So I would challenge you to get away from the concept of gain weight. The only condition is if you're like anorexic or you have no... You're like really tiny, skinny. It's pretty much your bones. You have no meat on your bones. And that's the case for some people. That's the case for some young people. But still, in that mindset, you don't really want to just put on fat. You want to start building muscle. And I'll talk about exactly how to do that. And you don't necessarily even want to gain weight or any size. You just want to get stronger. You just don't want to get pushed off the ball. Okay, if you look at Messi, I mean, if you caught him with his shirt off, he doesn't look like really jacked and strong, but if you try to push him off the ball, it's not going to happen, okay? So he's stronger. So do you want to gain weight? I'm not talking about your physical appearance, you're trying to pick up girls or something like that. You can do those things if you want, but this course is about being an effective player on the field, dominating on the pitch. So in order to do that, you have to be strong, you have to be lean, and you have to be light. So this is what I would encourage you to do. So let's move forward. How are you going to do these things? So let's, first of all, we'll talk about losing weight, and then I'll talk about building muscle. So I want you to understand the principle or the effect of insulin. This is, if you understand this, it's going to help you understand what your body's doing when you're burning fat, when you're storing fat, when you're building muscle. So insulin is a hormone that basically regulates your body's ability to either burn fat or to store fat or build muscle. So here I've put a star and I say build muscle because you can follow this advice, eating more calories, eating meals more frequently in order to build muscle. But you will not build muscle unless you stimulate your muscles to grow. So just because you eat a lot of food or you're consuming more protein, more calories, doesn't mean you're going to build muscle. In fact, if you're doing that and you're not stimulating muscle growth, you're going to store fat. You're going to add fat to your body because your insulin levels are going to be higher, and that's going to promote your body to store fat and rather than transform those calories and nutrients into muscle. Okay, so we'll come back to that, but I put a star here because if you're not stimulating your muscle growth through strength training, through challenging your body progressively, then you're not going to build muscle. You're going to build fat. You're going to store fat, and that's not what we want. Okay, so coming back to burning fat, insulin levels. So insulin is a hormone that, as I said, regulates your body's ability to either burn fat or to store fat or build muscle based on your stimulation. When insulin is high, your body is in a fat storing state. when insulin levels are low, your body is in a fat burning state. So when is insulin high? Insulin is high when you eat meals. So that's what I have here. This is when you eat one meal, you get a spike like that. If you're eating frequently all the time, your insulin is constantly going up, and your body never really has a chance to burn off fat. So there, like different types of meals, different types of foods will give a bigger spike. So if you're eating a meal that is basically leafy greens, plants, and vegetables, your spike may not be up here. Your spike may be somewhere down here. It may not even be a spike at all. It may not really spike insulin. But if you're eating high carbohydrate meals, if you're eating sugary junk foods, that's going to make it spike even more. So that's why if you're eating all this junk food, it's really tough for you to burn fat, because your body's just getting these massive spikes of insulin, and it's saying store fat, store fat, store fat, and you're never going to be able to come down. And then if you're eating food frequently all the time, it's never going to come down. So it depends on the frequency of your meals and also the type of food that you're eating. Okay, so you could eat frequently throughout the day, and maybe you're just eating, like I said, plant-based foods, not a lot of oil, low calorie density, high nutrient foods that we talked about in the nutrition module, and your insulin may spike a little bit, but it's going to stay low under this body fat burning line is what I'll call it, the fat burning line, let's call it that. It's going to stay under there, and you're going to burn fat. Okay, so I hope that makes sense. So a little more detail here as I go forward. So does that explain insulin properly though? Do you understand insulin? It's a hormone that regulates fat burning and fat storing. When insulin is high, your body is storing fat. It's telling your body to store fat. When insulin is low, it's telling your body to burn fat. Okay, so in order for you to lose weight, you want to think about controlling insulin, getting it lower. So how do you do that? So first of all, the amount of calories you eat. So if you're eating tons of calories, it's going to be up here. The fewer calories you eat, the spike is going to be lower, so you're going to stay lower. Now, you can still consume lots of food, volume of food. We talked about calorie density. We talked about low calorie density foods, leafy greens, fruits and vegetables, grains, potatoes, starches, things like this. These are lower. They're not going to have the spike, but you're still going to get some volume. They're not going to have massive amounts of calories, so you're still going to get the volume in your stomach. You're going to feel full, but you're not going to be going above this line too much. You're going to come down a lot quicker because the spike isn't going to be as high. And if you think about the idea of your basal metabolic rate, your body burns a certain amount of calories every day. If you're under that number, you're going to lose weight. If you're over that number, you're going to gain weight. So that's why calories are important. Now, again, I don't want you to count calories. It's going to drive you crazy trying to count every single calorie of every piece of food you put in your mouth. But it's a good idea to know which foods are more calorie dense than others. Okay, cheeses, animal products, sugars, ice cream, heavy oils, things like that, very high in calories. Nuts and seeds, yes, these are healthy, but we have to eat these in moderation. Just because you eat a little bit of it doesn't mean that it's necessarily not going to put you over that limit. So you have to be aware of which foods are high calorie. So the timing of meals, okay? So if you are constantly eating meals, your insulin level is always high, like this, okay? If I'm eating a meal every 2 hours, then my insulin level is always getting spiked, always getting spiked, always getting spiked. So it's never really coming down to the point where I'm burning fat until maybe you go to sleep at night and then your insulin levels drop and then you wake up in the morning and then you repeat the process. So really you're only burning fat at night. You're not burning it throughout the day. Okay, so the timing of your meals. And okay, that's what I was talking about with this one. The timing of the meal. So let's say your goal is to burn fat. This is timing of meals around workouts. Your goal is to burn fat. So let's say, eating food has a different effect on insulin. It makes it spike. Doing a workout, an exercise, makes it drop. Okay, so if you have a workout and you don't eat immediately after, it's going to enhance this insulin effect. So it's going to bring it down and down and down. So if your goal is weight loss, after your workout, let's say your weight session or you played a practice, don't think about getting food into my system as quickly as possible. That's important if you want to replenish energy as quickly as possible. Maybe you have a game later in that day or you have something at night that you have to be up for. Then you want to eat as quickly as possible after a workout, or your goal is to build muscle, then you want to eat as quickly as possible after a workout. If your goal is weight loss, fat burning, then after a workout, prolong your fast, prolong the timing of that meal. Put it off for a few hours. Let your body burn more fat, more calories, and then you can eat your meal a little bit later in the day. So fasting is the idea of not eating food. And a lot of people get scared. I don't usually talk about this topic like in my YouTube videos for the general public, but because I'm showing you guys what I do and I'm giving you all my tips and secrets, things that I do personally, I have to talk about fasting because it's a tool that I use to burn more fat, to bring my insulin levels super low and just burn fat like crazy. So fasting is not eating food. So you're gonna think I'm crazy, but it's honestly one of the healthiest things you can do for your body. The reason people are scared of fasting is because they love food. They love shoveling junk into their mouth every 10 minutes. Of course, they don't want to stop eating. They don't want someone to tell them that not eating is healthy for them. Okay, I'm not saying go anorexic. I'm not saying be bulimic and don't put and make your food come up and do all this stuff. I'm telling you that there are times when not eating food is the healthiest thing you can do. And if your goal is weight loss, then you may want to experiment with fasting. So intermittent fasting and prolonged fasting. Intermittent fasting means you can wake up in the morning and don't eat breakfast, maybe don't even eat lunch, and then you consume your calories. You consume the same amount of calories that this person consumes, but you consume all your calories near the end of the day. Or you could do it during the middle of the day. But after that, you stop eating. And then you just let your body come down, let those insulin levels come down, continue to burn fat until the next day. You go to sleep, you don't eat, you go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, you don't eat for a little bit, you just live your life, you train, you're active, you do your work, you go to school, and then at the end of the day, when you want to relax, you have a massive meal, you eat all this good food that you enjoy, all this good healthy food that you enjoy, and you get all the calories and all the nutrients that you need. But you didn't eat throughout the rest of the day. So the rest of the day, your body was in this fat-burning state. You ate the exact same amount of calories as this person who's eating every 2 hours, but you gave your body time to burn fat. So realistically, you can build muscle and burn fat at the same time because you're still gonna get the same amount of protein, the same amount of calories. You're just doing it at one specific time. It's gonna allow you to build muscle, to maintain muscle at least, and to maintain your energy levels. But throughout the rest of the day, throughout the night, you're burning fat at a much lower level. As I said here, if you're eating constantly throughout the day, those insulin levels are never dropping. Okay, but you are getting spikes in these hormones that produce muscle building. So this will be more beneficial if you're trying to put on size, trying to build some muscle. Maybe it's the off season, you want to put on some mass, something like that. Okay, so fasting, intermittent fasting, meaning eating one meal, like eating all of your calories in a window of, it could be 6 hours, it could be 8 hours, it could be 4 hours, it could be 2 hours. So I'll tell you, I'll give you an example of what I do. So on most days I wake up, and this is if I'm trying to get leaner, trying to get down here. Maybe I'm, like I said, right now I'm about 165, and I even have goals of getting down to 160. I'm moving towards that. But if I'm at like 170, 171, maybe something happened and I ate a lot of food. It was a party and I had a lot of food more than I should have, or I had a couple days off where my training wasn't the best and I ate too much food. I'm trying to bring that number down. I might fast for an entire day, but on most days, what I would do is I would wake up in the morning, wouldn't eat breakfast. I do morning workout, fasted, no food in my stomach. I would do some work during the day. I would go to the gym, lift weights, come home, maybe not eat for a little bit longer, and then start eating food at like 4 o'clock or 5 p.m. would be my first meal of the day. So you may be looking at me right now saying this guy is friggin' crazy, but this is extremely effective and it's honestly very enjoyable because I get up and I don't have to think about eating food. My body still has energy. If you have fat on your body, that is stored energy. Your body's designed to take that fat and use it as energy. But if you're constantly just stuffing carbs, stuffing protein, stuffing food and nutrients into your body, it never has a chance to use that stored fat. It just uses the energy from the glycogen, from the carbohydrates that you consume. So you're never actually burning fat. Okay, so I get up, I do a workout. So I'm training, I'm exercising, I'm moving, I'm being productive. You're also gonna have more mental clarity and focus because your body isn't taking energy to digest food. It has energy to do all the other things. So then I would consume my food, and I showed you some of the cooking tutorials. I might eat like two or three of those meals, four of those meals if I'm super hungry, all within 4 hours, from like 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then I would stop eating. I wouldn't eat for the rest of the day. I would go to bed, and then I would wake up, and I wouldn't eat the next day until 4 or 5 p.m. Okay, now you don't have to do that. If you want to do that to lose weight, you want to experiment with fasting, that's intermittent fasting, then you don't have to start going all the way to 5 p.m. If you can do that comfortably, go ahead. But maybe to start, just skip breakfast. Start your first meal at 10 rather than 8. And then you can move to 12. And then you can move to 2 o'clock. And then you can move to 4 o'clock, to 5 o'clock. And then eventually, if you're really feeling ambitious, you can experiment with prolonged fasting. So one day, not eating food for an entire day. You think you're going to wither away and die? You're not. Because what's going to happen is your body's going to push out all those bad proteins, all those bad cells, those dead cells, the toxins, all the things in your body. That's why fasting is so healthy for you. Fasting is used in religions. Fasting is used in Asian medicines, Indian and Chinese medicines. It's been used for years to heal people. If you're constantly putting food into your body, putting proteins, putting nutrients into your body never has a chance to push out all the bad stuff. It never has a chance to sweat it all out, because all it's doing is focusing on taking the food that you're giving it and turning it into nutrients, or sorry, turning it into new cells. But those cells are just getting added on top of all the dead and bad and toxic cells. So in order to become healthy, they encourage people, don't fast, just drink water. So during your fast, you can consume anything that's zero calories. So water, black coffee, green tea, things like this, tea, different teas, but basically water. Just drink water throughout the day. That's really all you need. So then I would say, if you're feeling really ambitious, and I'm using this as a disclaimer, you guys, like, build yourself up to that. Don't do this right away. Get comfortable with the intermittent fasting, and then you can go to full day fasting. So don't eat any food for a whole day. Wait, so consume like you did. Maybe you finished eating at 8 p.m., then you go to bed, you wake up, you don't eat food for the entire day. And then you just go to bed, you just drank water all day, you go to bed, you wake up the next day, and then if you wanted, then you could eat breakfast in the morning, or you could continue to prolong your fast. The crazy thing is, you'll wake up in the morning, you think you would be starving, you won't even be hungry probably. You would say, oh wow, I could go for another few more hours, Okay, so, and then what happens when you're fasting is, this insulin comes low, it stays low, it stays low, it stays low, it stays low. So you're just burning fat for 48 hours, 24 hours, something like that. Okay? But as I said, disclaimer, build up to that. Don't do it right away. Realistically, you should be fasting with some type of supervision. Personally, the longest I've fasted is 4 days without food, just water, 4 days. Okay, so you think you're going to die if you don't eat till 12 o'clock, if you skip one meal, you're going to be absolutely fine. It's probably going to be the best thing for you. It's going to cleanse your body. It's going to push out all the bad stuff. And then when you actually refeed, you're going to be bigger and stronger. Like, it's crazy what happens. There's something to do with fasting. It increases your human growth hormone. While you're fasting, the longer you fast, the more your human growth hormone increases. So there's a lot of stuff going on that I don't really understand completely the science of, but fasting is extremely beneficial. Okay, so I don't want to talk about that any longer. Disclaimer, build up to it, use it as a tool if you want, and you don't have to, like, I've been doing this for 5 years, so you think I'm gonna wither away and die if I'm doing that? I'm in like the best shape of my life. I have muscle on my body, and I use this as a tool. I've been doing that, like I said, almost 5 years. On majority of days I fast till about 4 p.m. However, if I'm playing a game, I wouldn't do that. I would consume my calories earlier in the day. Let's say I had a game at like 8 p.m., then I would consume all my calories maybe 10 to 3 p.m., 10 to 4 p.m., something like that, 12 to 4 p.m. Okay, I wouldn't wait because I want to get that food. There's a difference between eating for weight loss, what we're talking about here, or eating for weight gain, and eating for performance. Let's say this is eating for weight loss, this is more eating for performance. Okay, so there's a big difference between the two. Now, when you're doing this, you're eating for weight loss, Is it going to affect your energy? Yes, it is. You may feel a little tired when you're training. You may feel that's because you're burning a different fuel source. Instead of burning carbohydrates, you're burning stored fat off your body. So it's going to feel a little different. You're going to feel a little tired at times, a little, you might feel a little tired mentally because your body's not used to it, but you're going to be fine. You'll get through it. But if we're trying to play games at the best of our ability, then I would encourage eating more like this. Okay, but if your goal is weight loss, then you can do that. You're focused on the long term. You don't mind being a little tired through some practices or some training sessions. Then you can continue to do this. Just understand that you may be a little more tired. And obviously, if you want more information, like this is a big fad now. It has been for a couple years. Just do some research on the internet. Type in intermittent fasting. Type in benefits of fasting. Do some research. Decide if you want to incorporate it. For me, it's part of my lifestyle. I've been doing it a long time and I really like it because I just get up and I go and I don't have to think about eating food. There's nothing wrong with having extended periods of time where you don't eat food. You're not going to lose your muscle. You're not going to die. If people think like you're going to lose all your gains, no, it's not true. It's not true. And I'm living proof of that and other people are as well. Let's move forward though. So frequency, meal frequency, and this is what we're talking about here. So that's basically losing weight, losing fat. There's other things you can do to control your insulin levels as far as using like apple cider, some of the drinks I showed you, using apple cider vinegar and lime with your meals helps control insulin, keeps insulin lower. I don't know the exact science behind it, but it has been proven to do that. Putting cinnamon on your food, having lots of cinnamon in your diet. Doing strength exercise. So let's say you were about to eat a meal. If you wanted to keep your insulin lower because you wanted to burn fat, you could do like 20 push-ups, 20 squats, and then eat your food. And that would help reduce the insulin levels. And also afterwards, you could do low aerobic work. So for example, going for a walk. So after a meal, you would just go for a walk outside. That would help bring your insulin levels down lower as well. I don't know if it's a saying. It's just something that they do. It's like after every meal, they do like 100 steps or something like that. So after every meal, you go for a walk and then you come back and continue with your day. And that's a way to control and lower insulin levels as well. Okay, so that's burning fat. You can use those tools. Obviously, like you can exercise more to burn more calories, but relative to consuming food, you're not going to burn that many calories just by exercising more. Where you're really going to lose the calories and burn the fat is the time-restricted eating, but more importantly, the amount of calories you consume through nutrition. Okay, you can't out-train a bad diet. You can't outwork a bad diet. There was this guy did a test to see how many Oreos he could burn. So let's say, I don't know the calories in an Oreo, maybe it's like 50 calories. And what he did is he ran up to the top of some building. It was like 72 flights of stairs to count how many calories of Oreos that would actually burn. So in like 20 minutes, he like busted his ass, ran up 70 flights of stairs as fast as he can. And at the very end of it, he had only burnt about 2.5 Oreos. Okay, so exercise is great, but where you're going to have your success when it comes to weight gain is the food that you consume. That's why you want to eat those plant-based, low-calorie density foods that we've been talking about in the nutrition module. Okay, talking about gaining weight. So if your goal is to build muscle, to gain weight, we're doing things differently here. So you want to consume more calories than your body burns. So if my basal metabolic rate is 2,000, I want to consume at least 2,001 calories or 2,100 calories, something like that. So you have to consume more calories than your body burns. How do you know that? Well, you step on the scale every morning and you see that number and you say, oh, I thought I ate enough food, but I'm actually getting lighter. I need to increase the amount of food that I'm eating. So I wouldn't encourage you to count all those little calories, but I would tell you to monitor your weight every single day and step on the scale and say, oh, I thought I ate enough, but apparently I didn't. So I need to consume a few more calories today. So you want to have your calories high and you want to have your protein high enough. I would say about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is as high as you want to go. This is my personal opinion. I talked about this in the nutrition module, but you want to have at least enough protein to maintain muscle. Monitor it over a week. If you're stimulating muscle growth, okay, if you're just eating food, you're just eating calories and protein, but you're not training your muscles to grow, you're not doing it properly, then you're just going to store fat if you're consuming too many calories. But if you are consuming those calories, getting enough protein, and you're stimulating your muscles to grow with strength training, then you will build muscle. You might maintain a little bit of fat, but with that muscle, but majority of it is going to be muscle, and that's a good thing because you can get leaner after using these principles. So calories and protein, make sure your protein's high enough. I would say max 1 gram per pound of body weight. Personally, I probably consume less, like from 0.5 some days to 0.8 on some days. And I am growing. I'm getting in better shape every single day. And I follow mainly these principles. I usually do this. So I'm like always in a fat burning stage, but I'm still building muscle because my protein's probably high enough and I'm getting all the micronutrients I need from these healthy foods. So coming back to gaining weight. So here with the insulin levels, because I'm eating meals frequently, and that's what you want to do if you're trying to build muscle, get size, your insulin's always getting spiked. So as I said, this line above it, if your insulin stays high, then you're going to build muscle if you're stimulating muscle growth. If it's coming below that, you're going to be more in a fat burning stage. So put the focus on that. Consume those meals more frequently. Now you can start eating every couple hours if you want. And the timing of those meals. So after your workout, you want to eat immediately. Here, after our workout, after our exercise, we weren't. Here we are because we're trying to get muscle or get energy back into the muscles as quickly as possible. We're trying to restore broken down muscle tissue as quickly as possible. So a different approach for different goals. Okay, so think about those things. I hope that makes sense. I'll give you the short notes as well so you can review them. But basically, this is what you need to think about if you want to gain weight, if you want to lose weight. I would tell you to stay more on this side. Now, this is for gaining weight. If your goal is best performance, have as much energy as you possibly can, you want to try. Your goal is to get down to here and then change your style of eating to be more based on performance, on having as much energy as possible. And that would be more somewhere like here. Personally, I still kind of fast, but I would change when I fast and I might eat after meals and I wouldn't be afraid of eating food rather than always trying to prolong my fast. So I'll tell you in more detail what I do because you'll think it's crazy. You think you would die, but my body handles it and I burn crazy amounts of fat. So let's say I woke up, I fasted in the morning, I didn't eat until, let's say I had a game or a training session at 8 p.m. I would get up, I would do morning workout, maybe I did a gym session that day. Then after my gym session, I would start consuming my calories or start consuming everything I wanted to eat that day. But because I didn't want to be too heavy, I would eat relatively low calories, try to get really rich nutrient dense foods, maybe one of those super smoothies, like a big meal of carbohydrates, trying to get lots of energy from carbohydrates. And then I would stop eating maybe 3-4 hours before my game. And then I would go and play my game. So I would play my game. After my game, I wouldn't eat. I would go to the gym. I would do a recovery session in the pool and the steam room, as you guys have seen. And then I would go to bed. I wouldn't eat. This is if my goal is weight loss. Then I would wake up in the morning, still haven't eaten. I would go and do a morning workout or do a modified morning workout if I didn't feel my energy was the best or my body was too sore. And then I would go to the gym again, do another weight training session, do some sprints and stuff like that. Still haven't eaten. I've had 3 sessions, still haven't eaten. Then I would come home and maybe prolong my fast a little bit longer. And then I would start eating at 5 p.m. and just have like a great meal and relax at night, something like that. So I've done like 3 workouts and I haven't eaten any food. Now, you probably don't want to do that right away. You can build up to that, but that's just an example of what your body can handle without eating food. So don't think that just because I haven't had food before my workout or after my workout, I'm going to die. That's not the truth. You need to train your body to burn fat rather than always trying to burn energy from carbohydrates that you're constantly eating. But saying that, let's say I had my game and then I had a game in the morning that I really wanted to perform well for. After that game, I would consume carbohydrates, protein, nice healthy meal, and that would help my body recover quicker because in that situation, I'm not eating for weight loss. I'm eating for performance. Okay, so I want you to understand the difference. There's going to be different times in your life. Maybe you're playing in a tournament where there's multiple games. Maybe it's just the season and you don't mind being a little tired or feeling a little off when you're training by yourself in an effort to burn fat, okay? Use these principles for gaining muscle. Moving forward, how are you gonna do these things? So number one, determine your ideal weight. What weight do you want to be at? Do you want to get a little leaner, a little faster, a little lighter, or do you want to gain some size? What's the number on the scale? Then daily, you want to monitor that number. So if you don't have a scale, I want you to go out and get one. Because if you say, hey, I want to be bigger, and you don't really know if you're bigger every day, you just get up and you look in the mirror and you say, oh yeah, I think I'm gaining a little bit of mass, or I think I'm getting a little bit lighter, but you don't actually know, you're not getting proper feedback, then you're never going to know if you're moving in the right direction. In the right direction, if you have to change certain things about your diet or your training, you're not going to know. So you want to monitor that number daily. Are you moving in the right direction? Don't stress out about it if you're not moving there quickly. But if you are moving there a little bit each day, that's a good sign. And you're going to know because you're monitoring it. If it's not working out for you, bottom line, fasting, frequency, timing of meals, like all this stuff is great. But bottom line is nutrition. Okay, so if you're not losing weight, it's coming down to the foods that you're eating. If you're not gaining weight, it's coming down to the foods that you're eating and the amount of foods that you're eating. So you have to focus on nutrition. Nutrition is the key to weight control. As I said, exercise, strength training, it's great, it's important. But at the end of the day, it all comes down to the food. That's where the success is. The food, the calories, where the calories are coming from, how many of those calories. And number four, finally, you have to be patient, okay? If you're looking to gain weight, you're 20 pounds overweight, guess what? You didn't gain that weight in 2 days. You're not going to lose it all in 2 days. It takes time. You have to be patient. Most people have these goals of weight loss or building muscle, and they don't get the results right away, and they give up. You have to be patient. You have to realize this takes time. But as long as you're moving forward, don't stress out about it. Understand these principles. Experiment with it. Learn more about it. Be patient, things are going to work for you. You're going to get the results, especially if you're using these methods.